Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man. You see. Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys will get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the baby, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
welcome, family, to another PCP Network Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, M.A. Scott, and as always, you know, I'm going to tell you that I'm going to promise you another wonderful show and hope that you truly enjoy what I have to share with you. This afternoon, you know, I often like to get out into the community and talk to parents and, you know, talk to athletes alike and just make sure that they have a full understanding of the recruiting process. And I can only give it to them from a parent's perspective, from a perspective of a parent that have went through the process, has been heavily engaged in the process, and just trying to simply share this information with other parents around the country. You know, I'm not going to limit it to one particular area, but I just simply say around the country. I had an opportunity to speak at the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame. They had a Delta Sigma Theta sorority, Portsmouth, Virginia branch, had a group of young men over there this past weekend, and the young men was over there, you know, just to get some insight from other men in the community, other prominent leaders in the community. But just so happened they chose to focus on this particular program. It was focused around sports. And they had a chance to call me, give me a call, and I very humbly and graciously appreciated the opportunity to come over and speak to the young men. And as a result, it turned out to be a great, great, great time for all. I'll put it like this, a great time for me because I had a chance to share some of my story with not only some young men that was there, and also had a chance to share my story with other parents that was there as well. And it's always a pleasure when I look out in the audience and I see parents there supporting their children during the time that they're trying to learn or trying to engage themselves in something that they are very seriously happy to be a part of. So I had a chance to share my story with them, and trust me, I think I got home to quite a few of the young men and also some of the parents. And if any of the parents have a chance to listen to the show today, hey, again, I say thank you. If you ever need to reach out to me, you can always reach me here at the PCP Network on Blog Talk Radio, or you can find us on Facebook at Parents Coach Parents Network, or you can also follow us on Twitter at PCP Network. And let me see, one of the other way. Oh, we're working on putting up a website, and go on the website, check it out. I think we got some basic information up there right now, but you can check out the website. And you can find that at www.pcpn.info, www.pcpn.info, Parents Coaching Parents Network, Parents Counseling Parents Network, or Parents Coordinating with Other Parents Network, or Parents Connecting with Parents Network. You know, we use that C and use the versatility of that C to be a lot of different things when we're dealing with parents. But parents, as always, we're going to talk about something today that I think, again, may be of serious interest, very serious interest to you, and hopefully you'll get something out of this conversation. You know, always give us a call at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416, and we'll be happy to talk to you, as always. But, you know, before I get started here, I like to always give my man, Mr. Keith Wright, a little shout-out. You know, I had an opportunity to see him play in the recent Portsmouth Invitational. And my man did very well, very well, very well. And hopefully I have a chance to move on and get a little bit more interest at the NBA upcoming NBA Combine. Take it away, Keith.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connectors turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing, I'm out the former, out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making small cool. That's how I do.
My man said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. Come on, parents. If that's not words, nuggets of value, of high value that you need to share with your children, and then I don't know what it is. He's making smart cool. And that's a young man that's up and coming, moving, and he's doing things. And, you know, the best part about his story, oh, wow. You know, next month he will graduate from the University of Harvard. Now, he's played basketball the whole entire time. And this year they've actually made it to the NCAA tournament. You know, this is all everybody's big dream to make it to the tournament, play in the tournament. And Harvard made it to the tournament. My man Keith actually was there doing his thing. You know, they didn't have a big run or anything like that, but the point and the fact that he was there, his team made it there, he was able to compete against some of the other top-name players around the country, hey, that's all I can say about it. And at the same time, walk away at the end of the day with a degree from Harvard. What can you put on that? What could you put on that? The value of that part alone, he going to be a professional something wherever he goes. The minute he walk in the door, wherever he ends up, he's going to be a professional something making a nice bit of change as he does his thing, as he makes smart cool, as he like to put it. But, parents, today we're going to talk about something that's kind of... When I caught this article, and this article is in ESPN, the magazine, and I'm going to talk briefly about it. April 30th edition, although April 30th hasn't rolled around yet, but it's in the April 30th edition, the magazine that has RG3 on the front cover of it. When I caught this article, and I had a chance to look at it, and I sat down and I started thinking about it, and I said, wow. I said, well, is this really truly something that I want to talk about on the Parents Coaching Parents Network? You know, because a lot of times, you know, the press that folks get on on drug use is not always, I'll put it like this, it's not always fairly distributed throughout society, you know, and I'm gonna be straight up, point blank, blunt about it. A young man that may be arrested for a small vial of crack cocaine in the inner city may be severely punished and severely sentenced based upon the small amount of crack cocaine that he has in his possession. Take it to the suburbs, understand a young man being picked up and arrested for powder cocaine may not receive the same punishment. All depends on the situation and who the individual is and, you know, the mentality of that neighborhood or mentality of that particular city or that environment. So I say that because so I don't want to put a whole lot of stress on the fact that there is some injustices out there and trust me, I am by no means supporting the use of drugs or any other substance that especially athletes. I would tell any athlete that even goes out there and to some degree, you know, abuses alcohol, come on now, what are you doing? You know, your body is your temple. Your body is your lifeblood. Your body is what keeps you going up and down the field, up and down the court, you know, around the track, whatever it is. You have to learn to take care of your body. Your body pumps that blood that keeps you going. And you're going to infect that body with a foreign substance. And I say a foreign substance because, you know, back in some years ago when moonshiners was out there and they were making their whiskey and their wine and all this other kind of stuff, you know, they were going out and using just basically a lot of natural ingredients. We didn't have synthetic this and chemically treated that and processed this and processed that, you know, artificial flavoring, artificial coloring. We didn't have all that stuff to use during that time period. And, you know, all those things wasn't really available during that time period. But nowadays, those things are at your local grocery store. You know, you can go and get some artificial flavoring, artificial coloring at the grocery store. You know, so that's what I'm talking about, these chemical treated products that you're adding to your body on a regular basis if you're out there using and abusing drugs and alcohol. As an athlete, I would think that you would really consider that as being something that could be detrimental to your health. Okay, all well, fine and dandy, the hype and the ability to feel like you in another zone, another land, just chilling with the fellas, whatever, or you don't want to be the one that's called out because you don't want to get engaged with the drugs. What the heck are you talking about? What the heck are you thinking? You know, I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. I spent some time in the military, and probably one of the worst days of my life during that time I was in the military was one night when I chose to go out and hang out with a friend of mine. And I still say this gentleman was a friend of mine, you know. And for the first and last time of my life, I got drunk. And I say that next following day was probably one of the worst days in my life. And I'm going to tell you exactly what I mean by that and why I'm saying all that. Because the fact that I went out there and I got drunk and I couldn't function properly the next day. Being in that environment, being in that element kind of sort of tells me that, hey, come on, you need to be smarter than that, because I couldn't function that next day to the point of, you know, I had duties and responsibilities I had to take upon myself and I had men I needed to lead. And I couldn't do that because my mind wasn't right based upon my choices that I had took upon myself the day before. You know, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at this beautiful day, And just a second ago, I looked over here and I seen a bunch of them little blackbirds. I'm not quite sure exactly what they're called. But they were chasing a hawk. They all had got together to chase this hawk. I guess this hawk had invaded their space or their area. And as I'm sitting here and I'm looking, wow, it's probably about 8 or 9 of these things chasing this hawk away from their nest. And they are so determined that they're going to get this hawk away from their area. Now, as I look, the sky is nice and clear, and I'm looking off at a distance, and they're still chasing this hawk out and away from their area. And I find that to be real funny, because that's the same thing that I think our athletes should do. And when they see these folks that's coming around, you know, carrying the brown bag with the liquor in it, or coming in containing some type of marijuana or some type of drugs or something like that, you should seriously consider chasing those folks away from you. And then I see the strength in these birds, and it was a number of these birds that got together to make sure that they chased this hawk away. And that's the same thing the athletes should do, the very same thing. But let's get back to the show. You know, I was sitting there and I was reading this article in ESPN, the magazine, and it talked about marijuana use in college football, which to me is a very serious issue, marijuana use in college football. The article stressed the point on college football, but I'll be perfectly honest with you. This article could have been on basketball, soccer, hockey, whatever. Could have been on any sport, any college sport out there, high school sport, to name it as well. But it talked about marijuana use in college football. And I'm just going to bring out a couple of key points. And even more so, I was looking at ESPN earlier today, and notice how he was talking about the young men that's entering the NFL draft, upcoming NFL draft. But let me hit you with this point here. Days before the University of Georgia took a break for spring break in March, the athletic director, Greg McGurdy, gathered more than 6,600 athletes and warned them about the consequences of consuming alcohol and illegal drugs. This is recent. Days before the University of Georgia broke for spring break in March, the athletic director got these folks together, got these young folks together, more than 600 athletes together, and warned them of the consequences of consuming alcohol and illegal drugs. But guess what? Not everybody heard them. You know how as they were sitting there in the auditorium, or as they were sitting there, you know, in the stadium or whatever, and he's trying to talk to this massive audience of young folks, and he doesn't have their individual attention. He's not able to look every single one of them eye to eye. His point didn't get across as it should have. His point did not get across as it should have. Because before the end of the month, the police had arrested the starting cornerback for a misdemeanor of marijuana possession. The starting cornerback for the University of Georgia, cornerback for a misdemeanor, marijuana possession. Just that quick. Now, you know, spring break come, you know, right around the time of March Madness. So we got to be talking 2-3 weeks later. The police picks up this young man for marijuana possession. That doesn't stop it. that doesn't stop, because there was also other reports that others have been tested positive for weed and all these other different things that's going on out there. But the part that really gets me, I was listening to NFL draft, Path Through the Draft this morning, and they was talking about a young man that went to Alabama, and, you know, where he's projected to go in the draft, and, you know, his positive sides and things that he can do out there on the field, and, you know, really pumping him up, because as they pump him up, I know that somewhere along the line, somebody believes that he's either going to go first round or second round for sure, you know, high in the second round, possibly a first rounder. So they're building this kid up, building this young man up. Why is this young man one of the same names that appeared in this article that I read in ESPN, the magazine? Again, in January, police arrested University of Alabama's cornerback. He was a passenger of a car that contained a few grams of marijuana. Now, someone may say, well, marijuana isn't a drug that's really going to harm these kids. It's not a PED, a performance enhancing drug. No, it's not. It's not a drug that actually will enhance their performance. Actually, it may slow them down to a degree, or it may detract from their performance, but it's not going to enhance their performance. But why would you even take the chance or run the risk of putting that substance in your body? What I think these young minds really need to think about, it becomes frustrating to me, but what I think these young minds really and truly need to think about is these drugs, just as I stated earlier on, these drugs are now chemically treated to such degree that they're very seriously harmful to your body. And then I can go on and read a couple more cases where these young men that were arrested and all this other kind of stuff. But the point I want to bring out with this particular situation, this young man was not only arrested, you know, for having drugs in the car that he was riding in. He was a passenger. Okay, he may or may have not known. But later on they say all charges were dropped. Okay, all charges were dropped. Gotcha. What does that mean? Why was that so? And now, as I said a second ago, this young man is projected to be in the first round, possibly early second round of the upcoming NFL draft. All charges were dropped. He ain't got to worry about nothing. He may be paid by the end of the week, or be in that status by the end of the week, because charges were dropped. So is that the message we really and truly want to send to our young men? Is that the message that we really and truly need to put out there? Society, what are you doing to our kids? That's the part that frustrates me. What are you doing to them? You're telling them that, okay, well, you go out here and you put this substance in your body and run the risk of not knowing what chemicals are actually in this product, you turn around and go into a coma or end up just dying from a heart attack or aneurysm or whatever, something strange just happens to you based upon these chemicals that you just introduced to your body, that your body said, hey, okay, I can't deal with this. Then you turn around and kill yourself. Then, okay, well, he's going to be a professional athlete. You know, he's going to be playing for so-and-so. Let's drop these charges. Let's look the other way. Let's turn a blind eye because he's going to be able to make us some money come next week, week after next, or should I say a few months from now. You know, he going to make us some money because we're going to definitely go with him as being a true first rounder and get out there and make us some money. Let's wake up, folks. Let's wake up, parents. What should we be doing as parents? Parents, you got to stay connected with your kids. Early on, parents, I need you to start working with our children as early as possible and as soon as possible, making sure that they have an understanding that you're going to be there for them, and you're going to make sure that they understand that all this stuff is not necessary. To get the best out of your system and the best out of your body, the only thing you need is what you have in there now, get you some good water, stay hydrated, and stay physically fit. These drugs that our children are introducing to their bodies, parents, oh man. I'd be willing to bet they don't even know the true effect of it. I'd be willing to bet they don't know the true effect. And definitely don't know the long-term effect of it. Because what? It hasn't been tested. It's not something that the FDA is going to go out there and test and say, okay, hey, let's test this and see what's the long-term effect on this particular drug. Parents, we got to stay engaged. We got to stay involved. We got to be there. It's not an optional thing, parents. Please understand it's not an optional thing. Because if we decide to take ourselves out of the equation, then we're not only hurting ourselves, but we're also hurting not only that particular child, but all your other children, if you have other children in your family. Or if you don't have other children in your family, you have relatives. Because your relatives are going to see that and use that as an example to say, hey, so-and-so did it. Why can't I do it? That didn't hurt him. Look where he's at. He's doing big things. I recall looking at a movie here recently, and some of you may have had an opportunity to see it, starring Denzel Washington. And one little part in there caught my attention, really, really, really caught my attention. You know, I'm always thinking about, okay, the positive side of things. But this part caught my attention. And this part was about where Denzel's nephew was a baseball player, supposedly a phenomenal baseball player, had a fastball that, hey, smoke your glove, all right? Had a fast pitch, and that part was played by one of the known rappers, T.I., young man out of Georgia, okay? And the movie I'm talking about is American Gangster, where Denzel played this big-time drug dealer out of New York, had his brothers come up, help him out with the drug game, and they were doing pretty big, doing big things. Now, he had a nephew that was a phenomenal baseball player. Great pitcher, outstanding pitcher. So he had it lined up so that his nephew would have a tryout with one of the local teams, Mets, Yankees, whoever. It doesn't make a difference. But he had a tryout with one of the local teams. Set it up. The guy was willing to take a look at his nephew's pitch. His nephew chose not to go out there for the tryout. And when Denzel questioned him on it, and his character in the story was called Frank Lucas. So when Frank questioned his nephew on it, why didn't you go out for the tryout that I set up for you? He looked at his nephew and said, Uncle Frank, I won't be like you. I want to have what you got. So that example alone, that example right there set the tone for their family. Because the uncles out there dealing in drugs, doing the drugs, that just gave that young man the okay to say, hey, I see what my Uncle Frank has. I want what you got. Parents, come on now. Think about it. Is that the right message that we need to send to our children? Is that telling our children that it's okay to be out there and be involved in these drugs? Give us a call today at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Love to hear your thoughts and comments on what I've been talking about for the last few minutes or so here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. We're all about the children, parents. We have to be. We have to be. We have to be. They are our future. They are truly our future. And if we're not there, then who's going to be there? We found out that if we're not there, what's going to end up happening? We're leaving them out there to society and to what's going on out there in the streets. And as a result, you know what happens in a lot of those cases. It's not a pretty picture. It's not a pretty picture. But love to hear from you today, so give us a call at 646-929-2416, 646-929-2416 on the Parents Coaching Parents Network, blogtalkradio.com. Well, parents, I haven't heard a lot from you today. I'm going to slowly but surely try to wind down here and get ready to wrap the show up. So, wrapping up. Going to let you hear some little piece that I played last week for you. And put your attention again because I talked about that last week and I talked a little bit more about our kids are experiencing or they're getting involved in or getting wrapped up with in college sports. Well, hold on. Stop. Did I just say now? That's something that's been going on for a while. That's not something new. This is not a new thing. Just to start talking about it. And the worst part about it, the schools do not have a valid drug testing program where they test these athletes more than once a year. If athletes are going to a bowl game or a championship or something like that, okay, then they test them at that time. Oh, because they want to make sure competition is fair. What about all the rest of the year? What about from August all the way through January for football players? And what about the rest of the season? If the coaches give up some of that money that they're making, they can get every athlete on their team tested on a regular basis. Every 3 months ain't too much. Every 3 months is not too much. If that coach give up some of his little salary, and be perfectly honest with you, if that coach give up some of that salary, maybe some of these or get a little stipend and $50 a week. I don't know, parents. Love to hear your thoughts. Love to hear your thoughts. All right. Well, it's been fun. It's been real. I was going to play this little piece that I have from CNN that I played, but I'm going to pass on that, and we're going to go ahead and close out today's show. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. And as always, you know, we are always here for you, parents. Our mission is your success. Our mission is your success here on Parents Coaching Parents Network on Blog Talk Radio. BlogTalkRadio.com. Take us away, Keith.
Who up the student?
another game. Had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing, I'm out the former, out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And it's